The next policy is internet use policy. And this contains general principles to guide the proper use of the internet. And in this policy, there are the following stipulations. The policy should describe available internet services, because not all internet sites allow users to access all services. The policy should define the organization position on the purpose of internet access and what restrictions, if any, are placed on that access. There are many employees who would like to do other services, like go to their banks or try to bear stocks or shares or do whatever, government electronic services, maybe pay taxes and so on. So the company should specify exactly why internet and how internet should be used at their workplaces. The third policy in this, or stipulation in this policy, is that the policy should complement the ethical computer use policy that we have. So this should be additional on top of it. It should be complement the ethical computer use policy. It should not try to go against that other policy. The policy should describe user responsibility for citing sources, properly handling offensive material, and protecting the organization's good name. So when employees are writing articles or papers to publish to conferences or in other journals or magazines, they should ask for permission of how to cite information from the company that belongs to the company, so that they should not misuse or use it in a way that can hurt the name of the company. And the policy should clearly state the ramifications of if the policy is violated, that is, the punishment if the policy is violated. It should be stated what are the punishments.